Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 5th November 2020. Top stories for today. The government is mulling over the proposal to hold Dewan Rakyat sitting virtually as a measure to curb the spread of COVID-19. Minister in the Prime Minister's Department for Parliament and Law, Dato' Taqiyuddin Hassan, said, although the matter was not provided for in the Dewan Rakyat standing order, it could be done by simply amending the standing order. A total lockdown should only be implemented as a last resort in dealing with COVID-19 pandemic. Minister in the Prime Minister's Department for Special Duties, Dato' Sri Mohamed Rizwan Mat Yusof, said, Malaysia has shown success in controlling the pandemic with a good crisis management mechanism. The Selangor State Legislative Assembly was told today that most of the river pollution cases in the state were caused by licensed companies or factories. Exco member Hiloy Sen said, the state government would take appropriate action, including seizing the land where their premises were built. He said since 2017, 8 companies had faced legal action taken by the Selangor Department of Environment and Lembaga Urus Air Selangor under the various acts and enactments. President Donald Trump's campaign filed lawsuits in Pennsylvania, Michigan and Georgia, laying the groundwork for contesting battleground states as he trails behind Democrat Joe Biden in the U.S. election. The Trump campaign also is seeking to intervene in a Pennsylvania case at the Supreme Court that deals with whether ballots received up to 3 days after the election can be counted. Currently, votes are still being counted in several states such as Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania and Nevada. According to the Associated Press, as at 4 p.m. today, Democratic presidential nominee Biden is leading the presidential race with 264 electoral votes. Trump has 214 electoral votes. Meanwhile, CNN reports Biden in the lead with 253 electoral votes, Trump 213. Meanwhile, police in the U.S. arrested 60 protesters in New York and Portland on the night after voting in the U.S. presidential election. Demonstrations were also seen in a few other U.S. cities as activists demanded a full vote count and a peaceful transition of power. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.